Manny Pacquiao doesn't so much punch his opponents as he pistol whips them with his fists. Manny Pacquiao is the boxer of the decade. He also happens to be an elected member of the Philippines House of Representatives and a platinum recording artist. But tonight, he's all boxer. He steps into the ring to fight super welterweight Antonio Margarito at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas. We spoke to him on Thursday, ahead of the fight. Mr. Pacquiao, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for giving me the time.
How did you start boxing?
I started boxing when I was 12 years old. Then I turned pro when I was 16.
And what interested you about it?
Because I want to help my parents to get money to buy food. That's why.
You know, you do so many things and have been so successful and are so wealthy. Why do you keep fighting?
I keep fighting because boxing is my passion and I'm still can't fight, you know. But maybe I'm not going to stay longer in boxing because I have, and I'm getting old and I have my political career, so.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that you are the great hero of the Philippine nation. Is it sometimes hard to, in a sense, carry your homeland on your back when you get into the ring?
There's a pressure about that, but you know, that's why on every fight I have to train hard because the hope of the Filipino nation is in my shoulder, so I have to win the fight.
Well, your trainer Freddie Roach has given some interviews where he says he sometimes worries that between you being a congressman and your concern for politics and your music, that it's sometimes hard to focus you on training for a fight.
The focus is always there. I'm always hungry to the fight. And what I believe, if you train hard and you jog in the morning and train in the afternoon and, you know, you do something, it's not a distraction.
I don't know. When you've been champion in 7 different weight classes, it's hard not to think that you won't be satisfied in politics until you're president of the Philippines. You want to be president of the Philippines?
I'm not thinking about that right now, but I'm focusing to being a congressman and what I can give to my constituents and, you know, what project I can give it to them.
I've heard that kind of answer before from politicians. May I ask, what are your most important political goals? What would you like to achieve in Congress?
I would like to, you know, achieve, you know, giving a livelihood and free education. Of course, my province, we don't have a provincial hospital, so I'm going to create a provincial hospital and give medical assistance. Also, I want to be a champion in terms of public service, not only in boxing, but also as a public servant.
You know, Mr. Pacquiao, we've done stories about brain damage in boxing. There are people who retire even when they're 29 and 30, and years later they have some problem. Do you ever worry about that?
Yes, I mean, I'm thinking about that because I'm a boxer, so I have to consider that problem. And, you know, that's why right now I'm thinking that I'm not going to stay long in boxing because I'm getting older and, you know, I have to plan my future properly.
Mr. Pacquiao?
Yes.
Knowing what we know now about concussions, would you tell other 12-year-old boys to go into boxing nowadays?
No, I don't want to encourage them to go in boxing. I want them to finish their school and follow my step in as a politician.
You want them to be around to vote for you. Well, Mr. Pacquiao, it's been an honor to talk to you, sir. Take care.
Right. Thank you, Scott.
Manny Pacquiao, singer, congressman, and boxer. Tonight he fights for the Super Welterweight Championship of the World in Arlington, Texas.
It's going to be a great fight.
You're listening to NPR News.